This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, from the Song of Solomon, Leroy looks at a love song every Christian can sing. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
Most people I know enjoy love songs. I recall, as a kid on the farm, watching my mother crank up the old Victrola and sing along to the music of Love's Old Sweet Song. Though the heart be weary and the day be long, still to us at twilight comes Love's Old Song. Then we moved to town and I began to enjoy a new brand of love songs, the love songs of the 40s. Vocalists with the Glenn Miller Band sang about that gal from Kalamazoo, and the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra extolled the virtues of Marie. Vaughn Monroe told the story in song about the ballerina who danced with a broken heart because she had chosen the stage over the young man who loved her. When I marched off to World War II with the Marine Corps, the Andrews sisters exhorted me to not sit under the apple tree with anybody else but the girl I left behind. During the war years, we encouraged each other with the thought that one day, there would again be bluebirds over the white cliffs of Dover. And when the war finally ended, Perry Como sang that we would now be together till the end of time. But then a wonderful thing happened. My wife and I became Christians and headed off to Northwestern College to study the Bible. There I saw an amazing thing. Hundreds of young men and women would assemble every morning during the chapel hour and sing love songs to God. Since the days when I crawled around the kitchen floor as a kid, I had never heard anyone do that. And they meant it. This opened up a whole new musical world to me. I learned songs like, My Jesus, I Love Thee, and Jesus, Lover of My Soul. As we read today's passage, the Song of Solomon, we find a love song. As the bride extols the virtues of the bridegroom and pledges her undying love for him, we see an application to the church as a whole and to each of us as Christians. Remember the question Jesus asked Peter, Do you love me? Together, they had fed the 5,000, healed the sick, raised the dead, even walked on water. Yet Jesus asked, Do you love me? And the Lord is asking the same question of you and me today. Yes, we may have served the Lord, but Solomon's song reminds us of the heart of the matter. Do we love God? Christian, if you do, tell Him today. You might even want to sing a love song to your Lord. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
The booklet Born to Reproduce is filled with practical encouragement on how you can win others to Christ and help them grow. We'd like to send you a free copy of this booklet by Dawson Trotman, founder of The Navigators. Just write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Born to Reproduce. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, the tragedy that comes when we keep the form and lose the meaning. Join us as we study Isaiah, chapters 1 through 4, on Daily Discipleship.